We have heard about Harlem, of course, in its glory days, but the people who actually lived in what was then called the capital of Black America are now dying out. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates tells us now about a documentary called Been Rich All My Life. It's a loving look at the Silver Bells, legendary Harlem chorus dancers who are still dancing. Take a listen.
What do you say if we go from the top? I'm not good jumping in the middle and all, because I forgot all that stuff.
In a studio in Lower Manhattan, dancers line up behind Faye Ray for one more try at the Shim Sham Shimmy. It's a classic routine in every tap dancer's repertoire. Ray learned the Shim Sham Shimmy back in the day when she was one of the leggy dancers who drew crowds to Harlem's famous nightclubs and theaters. This class is a promotion for Been Rich All My Life. It's a new documentary that shows Ray and her sister dancers, Elaine Ellis, Cleo Hayes, Marion Coles, and the late Bertie Lou Wood. Together, they are the Silver Bells, a gift from Harlem's golden past that has been dazzling contemporary audiences. A few years ago, filmmaker Heather McDonald saw an ad for a Silver Bells performance.
They were doing a performance at the Cotton Club coming up that week, and there was a picture of them and a little article about these ladies in their 80s and 90s, the oldest being 96, rehearsing for a show that they were going to perform for the public, for a paying public.
After badgering the Silver Bells manager for months, McDonald was finally allowed to meet the ladies. Eventually, they agreed to let her film them, although initially they had reservations. Elaine Ellis.
We were afraid to really talk because some of the things that we said in privacy, we really wanted kept between the group. It shouldn't have been on TV or anything else, but we never knew where to look for Heather. She'd either be on your right, your left, or under the table.
McDonald and her camera became such a constant presence that sometimes the ladies had to remember she was there. Here's a scene in the documentary when she's being teased by Marion Coles.
This is going to be edited, right?
Oh, yeah.
She it's should. Got to, because we don't want no arguments in there.
No.
There's a lot of good-natured bickering in Been Rich All My Life, but no arguing. The one thing that unites these amazing women is their love of dancing. Here's Elaine Ellis and Cleo Hayes on Marion Coles.
She actually sleeps, eats, loves dancing. It's in her bones.
If Marion could get out on the floor and dance all day, she would.
They still do it pretty often. The film shows the Silver Bells performing to enthusiastic audiences around New York, elegantly dressed in silver and black satin.
These are some of the original ladies that danced in the Apollo Theater chorus when it first opened in the 30s.
And it gives us some oral history. Elaine Ellis.
We used to work, and then when we got off, we would, the chorus girls would hang out. That would be walk all over Harlem. They weren't afraid of anything. You could leave your door open at that time and go home and be sure that you had everything you left there. It was a fun time. It really was.
These showgirls were the celebrities of their day, much more so than the headliners whose names were in lights on the club marquees. The ladies, uniformly beautiful and lithe, were very much in demand. Faye Ray.
All the fellas wanted to take us out, you know, headline us up and take us to the big fine restaurants and wonder what we were going to order. Yeah, I was the first one to say steak.
As the film shows, it wasn't all glamour. The dancers worked hard for what little money they got. At one point, they made history by going on strike at the Apollo. Filmmaker Heather McDonald.
It was this group of 16 young women that really established that union. It became a viable union. Nationally, it was the first variety artists integrated union. And they said in the newspapers at the time that it was the first strike by black performers.
Dancers like the Apollo Chorus Girls helped put Harlem on the map, but events outside Harlem eventually would make them irrelevant. After World War II, movies became more important than live shows. Dancers were considered too expensive, and the Harlem showgirls eventually found themselves looking for other kinds of employment. The ladies kept in touch, though. Then in 1985, they got a call. Would they consider dancing again? Marion Coles didn't hesitate.
We want to dance, and we love dancing. And we're able to be out there, our age, able to be out there doing it, you know?
Elaine Ellis had to be coaxed, at first.
I felt that I couldn't dance as well as the other girls. They had so many more years ahead of me. But it worked out fine. I've never been as happy being with them because it's like a family.
In a rapidly aging America, the Silver Bells are a great example of why we shouldn't be resigned to going gently into old age. Elaine Ellis.
First of all, the reason we started the group was to entice the people that were staying home waiting to die not to do it, to get up and get out.
It works for them, and Fay Wray says it can work for us too.
Let the music play. Get up and try. And I know you can do it. I know I did it.
With examples like this, how can you not try? Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Look, I was pleased with all of you. You remembered better than I did.
Been Rich All My Life opens in New York today, other cities later this summer. Watch the bells in action on our website, NPR.org. Thank you.